Maybe you can talk a little bit more about what you presented, what's been seen in terms of efficacy.
Yeah, well, the efficacy right now is based, whether we're talking about Julie's nivolumab longer-term data set that was recently updated at World Lung, or even the ongoing anti-PD-L1 data set that's been also updated in Sydney. You know, we're seeing response rates in heavily pretreated patients across histologies of about anywhere from 15 to 20%. I think somebody maybe brought up earlier, is that how clinically meaningful is that? Really, like some older studies where we had single agent systemic chemotherapy where you'd see responses in patients who are refractory. I don't think we know. I mean, I think it's remarkable that patients who are heavily pretreated are getting any responses, but more compelling to me are the patients who maybe don't even get responses but have prolonged disease control on therapies that have very little in the way of serious toxicities. And to me, that's a big story. Is that going to be enough to improve overall survival compared with docetaxel in a second-line setting? I don't know. And that's why the randomized trials are going to be so important.
And of course, you know, the holy grail of oncology is predictors of response, and one that's out there on the table is PD-L1. What do we know about the distribution of it, not just in lung cancer, but in all cancers, and in particular, its predictability and how it's being integrated into future trials? I was kind of wondering, you know, why it's being used as an entry criteria when we know the responses in people who are PD-L1 negative.
Yeah, you bring up a great point, and it's why at least the pivotal trials with anti-PD-1 and anti-PD-L1, the pivotal randomized studies versus docetaxel in second-line lung do not require PD-L1 expression to get on the study, although they're looking at that in a retrospective fashion. Now, I'm involved, I think Mark is as well, in phase two studies looking at selecting patients by PD-L1 expression, you know, before enrollment to get onto an anti-PD-L1 therapy. So we have trials now at our center in the first line refractory and even patients with treated brain mets who have to have PD-L1 expression to get on the study. And that's based simply on some early data from the phase one experience that suggest that the patients with PD-L1 expression seem to have a better chance of responding than the patients who don't express PD-L1. But to get to your point, there still are patients who are PD-L1 negative who can respond. So you can't not study the drug in those patients. And that's why the pivotal trials include those patients in them.